thoughts on being eliminated from contention?
Yeah, just, you know, when I stand up here and tell you that, you know, I think we're just a few games or something happening that's going to work out till we still achieve what we wanted to achieve, I fully believe that. So this is the first time I could have to stand up here and say that that's just not going to happen. We fell short of what we wanted to do.
It's a tough way to have it end, too, but kind of, I guess, maybe symbolic close, but just not close enough.
Yeah, good at bat by Pauly. Shame. You know, I've had him a couple times this year. Yeah, he was good. Yeah, probably would have let him go a little further, but his back tightened up, so I had to get him out.
You would let him hit anything from that?
Possibly.
The back, something new, or is that something he's kind of been fighting a little bit?
Yeah, he's had a little bit of that for a while.
This ends up being his last game, but kind of, you know, what do you hope his legacy is here?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm not ready to go there with any of our guys. You never know how this stuff works out. You know, just he's had a phenomenal season and has done a great job of taking away a lot of doubt that, you know, maybe even he had, not knowing how he's going to rebound from that surgery. So the way he's taken the ball, the way he's competed has been impressive.
You're still playing a team that's in contention for the next few days. Is that altered by your
lineup right there? We got some guys that we're going to be really careful with. I mean, they've been pushing the limit. So, yeah, I don't even know. I don't have my head spinning completely about what do we got to throw out there. It's going to give us our best chance to win regardless. And never want to get anybody hurt. But we've got some guys that have been pushing that limit. Carp's sore. Yeah, he has been for a while. I mean, it's affecting him. But, you know, he'll come out and have a good game like we've seen here recently. And then some others that just don't look quite like him, but only because he's got some stuff going on, and so do a number of other guys.
Mike, I understand there hasn't been a need to have a lot of team meetings, but on a night like tonight, it'd be different. Do you give everybody their own space for a little bit and then talk? Do you talk a little? How do you just...
There's nothing to say tonight.
Will you keep your pitching the same as it's been advertised?
Again, I'll pitch tomorrow. That's all we know for sure right now. Not much. Yeah, Tommy, you know, did a nice job getting on base, making things happen. Had one, you know, two out, looking for the big hit. Kind of like really all we had against him last time in Chicago, too. You know, looked like, you know, guys were taking a lot of pitches, but it was, if you go back and watch, as our hitting coaches were telling us, I mean, he was starting the ball well off the plate that was making its way. He was making quality pitches, not making many mistakes. Not giving guys a lot on the plate, starting pitches, ball out of the hand that ended up strike out of the hand that were ending up balls. Just he was on and didn't give us much. And the one chance we had, you know, bases loaded, two out, we just need a big hit. And it's hard to get when a guy's making his pitches. That doesn't help. Yeah. But that's part of the same answer.
This is the 13th second of the year you guys will set club record for strikeouts. 17 is a big number. Do you think that's just going to get you in the game for them, or do you think that has been a hindrance for the offense?
I've seen our offense do some good things, too. But, you know, strikeouts part of the game right now.